CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. Negotiators from the Chinese mainland and Taiwan have signed an agreement on cross-strait cooperation in nuclear safety. It was signed during the seventh round of talks between the mainland-based Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits and the Taiwan-based Straits Exchange Foundation. The two sides also continued the discussion about an investment protection agreement between the mainland and Taiwan.Industrial cooperation was highlighted in the talks held in the mainland's northern port city of Tianjin. Greece is bracing for a second day of a general strike and mass protests as Parliament takes a final vote on tough new austerity measures. Running battles between police and some protesters continued overnight in Athens after tens of thousands demonstrated against the cuts. Parliament is expected to approve the articles of an austerity bill after giving it preliminary approval in a first vote late on Wednesday. Workers in virtually every sector of the economy are participating in a 48-hour strike. Libya's acting prime minister says ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi is believed to be recruiting fighters from other African countries and preparing for a possible insurgency.Mahmoud Jibril has cited reports saying 68 vehicles with at least 8 fighters each have crossed the Libyan borders to Mali. He says Gaddafi has made a deal with the Hamada tribe, which roams the borders between Chad, Sudan and Libya, to provide 12,000 fighters to enter Libya. Gaddafi loyalists already have put up fierce resistance in several areas, preventing Libya's new leaders from declaring full victory.Floodwaters have reached the outskirts of Thailand's capital Bangkok as authorities and residents are racing against time to defend the city. In north of Bangkok, water levels have been rising since canal gates upstream were opened to relieve pressure on dikes in critical areas. The Bangkok administration has ordered 6,000 people in the Sai Ma area to evacuate and others were told to move their cars and valuables to higher ground.In the U.S. state of Ohio, nearly 50 lions, tigers and other beasts have been shot in a big game hunt across the countryside after the owner of a wild animal park threw their cages open and committed suicide. Police say it may have been the owner's one last act of vengeance against neighbors and police. Officers in Zanesville spread out through fields in the woods to hunt down about 56 animals. Sheriff Matt Lutz from Muskingum County.
There are 48 animals that we had to put down. Those animals included one wolf, 6 black bears, 2 grizzly bears, 9 male lions, 8 lionesses, 1 baboon, 3 mountain lions, and 18 tigers.
There were no people injured in the aftermath of the animals' release. 3 sailors of a Turkish-owned vessel were killed after their merchant ship collided with a ferry off Albania's coast.Search and rescue operations are underway for 5 other members of the ship. The ferry, bound for the Italian port of Bari with nearly 200 passengers, did not suffer any damage. Police have cracked a child trafficking case in China, rescuing 13 children. 11 of them, aged from 1 to 4 years old, will be returned to their homes in Zhundi City, Guizhou Province, while another 2 babies remain in Henan Province for further identification.They have been taken away from their parents for a period ranging from 1 month to 3 years. 18 suspects were arrested during the crackdown. China's 4 local governments have won approval to issue their own bonds, a move expected to ease their financial strains and curb the fast-spreading debt risks. The State Council Cabinet has allowed Shanghai, Shenzhen, Zhejiang Province and Guangdong Province to conduct a pilot program this year.China's local governments had registered debts of 10.7 trillion yuan or 1.7 trillion US dollars by the end of last year. Authorities in New Zealand say Chinese tourists would overtake those from the United States and Britain in spending in the country by mid-2012. The Ministry of Economic Development says Chinese tourists are forecast to spend 604 million New Zealand dollars or 476.8 million US dollars in 2013,easily exceeding the expenditure of US and UK tourists. It says the number of Chinese visitors will not exceed those from the UK and US until 2014. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.